proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We continue our series on Proverbs chapter 30 and the words of Agur. Agur, having directed Ithiel and Ukau to the word of God, Agur proceeded to defend God's word. He argued for its purity and for its complete sufficiency in all matters. In the context of Proverbs chapter 30, the word of God and that phrase applied not only just to the written text of Scripture, but to every divine pronouncement, recorded or otherwise. Agur asserted that, quote, every word of God is pure, unquote. The Hebrew word translated as pure, saraf, denoted something that was tested or refined in order to remove its impurities. When applied figuratively to the word of God, the term saraf indicated that God's word contained neither falsehood nor corruption nor any other form of impurity. The author of Psalm 119 employed that verb saraf in a similar manner when he penned these words. Quote, thy word is very pure, saraf. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it, unquote. Both the author of Psalm 119 and Agur alluded to the trustworthiness of God's word. Note that Agur added the adjective every to his statement about God's word. In other words, every word of God is pure. 2 Timothy chapter 3 would be written centuries later by the Apostle Paul. He would inform his protege Timothy how, quote, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, unquote. A Bible student does not have the option of selecting, picking and choosing, which of God's words to regard as authoritative and which to regard as glosses and thus can be discarded. Agur noted that God, quote, is a shield unto them that put their trust in him, unquote. The context of this passage suggested that the pronouns he and him alluded to God rather than to the word of God. Yet, Agur linked divine protection with the effectiveness of God's word. David made the same connection in Psalm 18 when he wrote that, quote, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him, unquote. God has promised to protect all who come to him for refuge. As Solomon stated in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, quote, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe, unquote. In Proverbs 30, Agur went on to caution his audience to, quote, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar, unquote. Since the words of God remain both perfect and pure, modifying them in any way, whether adding to them or taking away from them, modifying them in any way will prove counterproductive. Adding to God's words can lead to ungodly behavior. Some New Testament religious leaders fell into that trap with reference to marriage. For example, a group of Pharisees in Matthew chapter 19 asked Jesus Christ about the lawfulness of divorcing a wife for any cause. Their citation of Deuteronomy chapter 24 did not mention the necessity of divorce, but only allowed for its practice. And again in Deuteronomy 24, the passage on which the Pharisees relied, we read that if a husband found any uncleanness in his wife, he could write her a bill of divorcement. Once again, an injunction that did not mandate divorce in such cases, nor did it mandate divorce for any cause. By adding to God's word on that matter, the Jewish religious leaders received a public rebuke from the Savior. He told them, quote, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so, unquote. By adding to God's words, these Pharisaical leaders corrupted its meaning. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.